Well, look, one of the most troubling things that happened post 9/11 was the declaration of the war on terror by the Bush administration, effectively, that allowed the suspension of so many traditional constitutional rights. It allowed the FBI, and when I say it allowed, I mean it gave the FBI kind of more and more power to surveil on citizens. It, by defining these people as enemy combatants, we were able to justify the prisons in Guantanamo. They were able to justify waterboarding. They were able to justify these renditions to other countries where torture was going on. And many, many sins were committed in the name of protecting America. So we, as conscientious Americans, have to be ever vigilant. And one of the many disappointments I have in the Obama administration, but let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater and say I'm saying something that's going to endorse Romney taking over. But let's just talk about, we can be critical, the breaking of the promise to try the men responsible for waterboarding, the CIA, the breaking of the promise to shut down the prisons at Guantanamo.
To try KSM in a court in New
York? That is one of the greatest broken promise, because I fundamentally believe that that Eric Holder absolutely caved to the right on that, and there's no doubt.
And to Democrats, Harry Reid opposed the trial of KSM in Manhattan,
and so did Schumer, you know, the senator. But let me say this: if you know anything about New York, you know that Governor's Island is an island. It's a government federal preserve. It's often used for safe houses, by the way, when they get somebody really hot. And they could have absolutely had that trial on Governor's Island. It's technically part of New York State. And they would have the greatest mass murder in American history, which remains a cold case, which are the attacks of 9/11, could have had traditional American justice without security breaches, without riots in the street, et cetera. Could have been done. Just as the Blind Shakes trial was done in 96, as the two Trade Center trials in 94 and 97, as the African Embassy trial that propelled Patrick Fitzgerald to the Chicago U.S. Attorney job, all of those happened in the Southern District of New York without riots in the street. That was the biggest sad problem with that, to me, is that that trial would have allowed a re-airing and a re-vetting of the failures, because the defense, because everybody deserves a defense, even KSM deserves a defense, the defense lawyers would have had an opportunity to raise the questions about the many, many years of negligence by our intelligence agencies on the road to 9/11. There's no way he would have not been convicted. There's no way Khalid Sheikh would have escaped if there was a fair trial. I mean, he even admitted his guilt in Guantanamo in March of, I think, 2006. He admitted it. He admitted his involvement in the original Trade Center bombing.